Idealized 2D cloud resolving simulations for tidally locked habitable planets, by Qiu Song et al. Cloud is critical for planetary climate and habitability, but it is also one of the most challenging parts of studying planets in and beyond the solar system. Here we use a cloud resolving model, CRM, with high resolution, 2 km, in a two-dimensional, 2D, configuration to simulate the clouds and circulation on tidally locked aqua planets. We find that the substellar area is covered by deep convective clouds, the night side is dominated by low-level clouds, and these two are linked by a global-scale Walker circulation. We further find that a uniform surface warming causes the substellar cloud width to decrease, but a reduction in day-night surface temperature contrast or an increase in longwave radiative cooling rate causes the substellar cloud width to increase. These relationships can be roughly interpreted based on simple thermodynamic theories. Comparing the results between CRM and Global 3D General Circulation Model, GCM, we find that they show qualitatively consistent results, including the Walker circulation, the substellar clouds, and the responses of the substellar ascending area and strength to changes in surface temperature or in its zonal contrast. But, large quantitative differences exist, such as the magnitude of cloud water path, the cloud width, and their responses to external forcings. These results increase our confidence in using GCMs for modeling exoplanetary climates, although large quantitative uncertainties should always exist. Future work is required to use 3D CRMs with realistic radiative transfer and with the Coriolis force to examine the clouds and climate of tidally locked planets. This was Idealized 2D Cloud Resolving Simulations for Tidally Locked Habitable Planets, by Qiu Song et al.